Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RT Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, according to the latest HSE National Ambulance Service report, bystander CPR in cases of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest in this country increased by 25% between 2012 and 2023. Well, to discuss this further, we're joined now by Director of Emergency and Acute Care at Cork University Hospital and also Chair of the Out-of-Hospital Cardiac Arrest Register, Professor Conor DC. And Conor, you're welcome. You might just firstly explain to us what is bystander CPR?
Okay, sir. Thanks for having me on. I suppose the first thing to say is what is a cardiac arrest, and then we can move on to describing what bystander CPR is. So a cardiac arrest happens when someone's heart stops beating properly and pumping blood around their body. And for, you know, typically people will collapse and become unresponsive. And for many people, that's a natural end of life event. But for others, it's sudden. It's unexpected, it's catastrophic, and without quick intervention, quick interventions like bystander CPR can save lives. So what is bystander CPR is the question you've asked me. So that's basically where a bystander or somebody who comes across somebody who is in cardiac arrest starts chest compressions. Okay, so if the patient isn't breathing, that person puts one hand over the other and places them in the middle of the person's chest and starts doing chest compressions. Now, one of the things they can do is ring 999-112. In fact, that's something they should do before they even start chest compressions. Put the phone on loudspeaker, and the call taker in NEOC, in the National Emergency Operations Centre, will guide them through what to do, will guide them through how to do effective chest compressions. Okay. And we're right up at 85% of patients who are in cardiac arrest now get bystander CPR, which is one of the best performing countries in Europe, in terms of in the world, in fact, in terms of delivering bystander CPR. So it's something in Ireland we should be proud of, that we're willing to give like this to somebody who is in dire need.
Well, absolutely. That step that you mentioned, though, of calling 999 or 112, that's very important, I imagine, because you might think you know how to give CPR. You might have done maybe a course a couple of years ago, but can you do harm if you don't do it right?
Well, an important message is know that any chest compressions are better than no chest compressions. So the likelihood of doing harm is extraordinarily low. In fact, the patient is, without you attempting to do chest compressions and pump blood through chest compressions around this patient's body, they're going to suffer extreme harm. So anything is better than nothing. And yes, it's vital that you make the phone call as quickly as possible, because the National Ambulance Service will mobilise an ambulance response, but they'll also mobilise community first responders. And they're people who are part of various community first responder programmes that are set up across the country. They're lay people, and they've received training in how to do basic life support and how to operate an AED, and often carry an AED. And they will get to you oftentimes before the ambulance gets to the patient.
Okay, and an AED, so, for our listeners, is that's a defibrillator, isn't it?
Defibrillator.
And those, I imagine, shouldn't be operated by people if they don't know how to use them.
Well, no, actually, the defibrillators...
I have it all wrong, Conor. Go on. Yes.
No, you're fine. The AEDs, you'll see them up on various walls and public places. It's public access defibrillation. Anybody can use this. They're as simple to use as you could imagine. You basically press on, press one, press start, and it talks you through what you need to do. Now, it's better, obviously, if you can do a course. So next week is Restart a Heart Week, and there are various courses available out there. Becomeacfr.ie is a website that you could look up your local community first responder program on and see what courses they might have to offer. But similarly, irishheart.ie, if you look up that website, you can go into the CPR page on that website, and it will also signpost you to various courses that are available and out there. So basic life support and using an AED, an automated external defibrillator, is really simple stuff, And 68% of the cardiac arrests that happen, happen in your home. So you will end up using these skills on somebody you love and care for.
Well, they're really important messages. And thank you so much for joining us. That's Professor Conor Deasy.